Welcome to Azure Friday. I'm Donovan Brown. Today we're going to learn how to host Jenkins in Azure. My guest is Arun. Welcome to the show, Arun. So tell me, what do you do here at Microsoft?
I'm the program manager for something that will probably be of interest to you. I work on the DevOps OSS integrations into Azure.
Gotcha. Okay. And we're going to be talking about Jenkins. What is Jenkins?
Jenkins is primarily one of the most popular continuous integration tools used with a whole suite of languages such as Java, Node.js, and so on.
Okay. So when we talk about continuous integration, that's where a developer checks in code. In the instant that he checks in code, it starts getting compiled and built and tested, right?
Absolutely.
Right. And what we're going to do today is we're going to take this Jenkins and actually host it inside of Azure, correct?
Yes.
So why would someone want to host it in Azure? What other options are there?
Jenkins pretty much supports every cloud provider out there. But one of the interesting things is Jenkins and Microsoft have a partnership that goes like quite a ways back.
Oh, great!
If you look at some of the work that has been done around the NASA, you know, the Mars rover project with HoloLens, that pretty much uses the .NET Core OSS project with Jenkins and basically uses a pipeline that works with Microsoft technology. Right?
So their Jenkins is actually hosted in Azure.
Yes. So perfect. You have like a whole bunch of processing that happens, and all of the HoloLens image processing is using this.
Oh, very cool.
So what I wanted to show to some degree today is how do you go about setting this in Azure, right? Let's start with even before getting here. If you go to the ak.ms/azjenkins, you'll get to one of the quick start templates that we have created that to make it really easy to host a Jenkins master on Azure.
Okay.
One of the things that we have done here, for those who are not familiar with quick start templates, they're nothing but JSON files, the Azure Resource Manager templates, which let you deploy to Azure with just a simple click of a button.
Okay.
You can go through the README here for the details, but let me just kick one of these up. And
so this is going to then take me into the Azure portal where I'll then be able to create a hosted Jenkins.
Yes.
Okay.
So what this does is primarily it asks you a few simple questions, such as which resource group you want to place your Jenkins master on, and then things like your username, password for the actual underlying instance, as well as the DNS name. So you could give like something like AZ Jenkins demo, and then you could give it a username, and so on.
So what happens is I'm getting, what is it, a Linux VM spun up for me with Jenkins installed?
What's actually happening? Exactly. Okay. So what this does is it effectively provisions a Linux VM. In order to make this really fast, we've also published a marketplace image called Azure Jenkins, which will instantiate the entire VM with Jenkins pre-baked into it instantly. So it'll take less than a few minutes for it to run.
Okay.
I've already created one, so I can probably just, all you need to do is fill these in and purchase and you'll be able to provision it. But let me just show you one that I've already created. So if you once you're done with that process, you'll get a Jenkins VM. And in there, you can basically look at what is the DNS label that you gave, and you'll get the fully qualified domain name. You can now use this to directly connect to Jenkins using either Bash on Windows or something like Putty.
Okay. So you're just going to SSH into this machine,
yep,
right? Okay.
So all you need to do is provide the, remember the credentials that you had earlier. And
I could also, I mean, Jenkins has a web UI, so I could also just browse to this in a web browser, right? And
yes.
Start seeing it?
Yes. So that's what I want to get to. So if you are able to SSH into this successfully, with the credentials that we provided earlier. Let's see if that works. Okay, so we're in the VM that got created in Azure and we're SSH'd into it.
Okay.
Now, when you basically go into that particular domain name, you have to remember to just give the port 8080, which is the default port for the Jenkins dashboard.
Okay.
And when you do that, at this point, what we've done is we've kind of secured the Jenkins instance here so that nobody can just access this dashboard, because right now this is on the public internet with a valid domain name. So what you would need to do is take the look at this location that Jenkins provides you and go ahead and in your SSH VM, you need to effectively get the underlying code from there. So what you do is you'd say something like this, And I don't want to enter it because it'll show you the actual secret. But once you do this, you'll get a code, and that'll give you, you just paste it in here and you're good to go.
I see, because you would only be able to see that if you have access to the VM.
Yep.
So this is their way of basically going out and saying only a person who can actually see this file and copy out the password should be able to authenticate against this.
Okay. Actually, I can show this because this is only an initial admin password, and then I'll secure it in a different, another way. So what I could do is, let me take this code and paste it in here. Once I'm in there, hopefully things go good, then I can effectively get started installing the default plugins on my Jenkins VM. So now I'm ready to go. So now I have Azure ready, hosted on Jenkins, hosted on Azure, and I can create an admin user to protect this immediately.
I see.
Right. So that code is effectively just for the first time.
Sure. And after I'm done with this, I have a fully functioning Jenkins where I can start queuing up builds and things like that,
yep.
Right? Okay.
Give it some.
Yeah, real email.
Needs one.
All right, so now what it's doing is it's setting, overriding that password. So that password we used to get started is no longer valid.
No longer valid. So it wipes it out. So now it's effectively secure. And you can restart your Jenkins instance. And if everything goes well,
then we're going to go to the initial dashboard.
The initial dashboard. Start building your continuous integration jobs and so on.
Okay, and I noticed that it said import, like add the suggested plugins. What other type of plugins are available to us?
Yeah, so I mean, the one of the key benefits of Jenkins is the 1,000 plus sort of community contributed plugins. We also have quite a few plugins for Azure. So if you go to plugins or Jenkins.io, you'll see that we have the slave plugin, which is basically for the classic, the older version of Azure. But we have just released the Azure VM Agents plugin, which is for the ARM, the Azure Resource Manager-based virtual machines.
Okay.
Our most popular plugin really is the Windows Azure Storage plugin, because people really like to use Azure to go ahead and upload their files.
Okay.
Right? And it seems like, okay, what's the big deal with uploading files? But if you look at it, one of the biggest reasons Jenkins itself is hosted on Azure, the entire Jenkins OS's infrastructure is hosted on Azure, is because of the fact that we have this sort of geo-replicated set of things in like several Azure regions, and you can now have this terabytes of data if you have a big-ish project with all your bits, and use Azure as your primary artifact repository.
Gotcha.
Right. So that becomes a good handoff point.
So these plugins allow us to do more than just host ourselves in Azure, but to actually leverage Azure from our hosted Jenkins
as
well.
Exactly. Right.
So that would seem like it'd be a good topic for another show. So we're going to have you come back and show us how we can use some of those extensions.
Absolutely.
I
think we are ready to go. Let's see. Fingers crossed.
Demo. Make sure everything goes as we hope.
There we go.
Perfect.
So because this is the image that we got from the Quick Start, we also have a whole bunch of existing jobs that we have placed in there that you can play around with, which includes things that leverage the Azure Storage plugin that I just talked about, as well as a whole bunch of other the pipelines and so on.
That's fantastic. Well, thank you so much. Well, we're learning all about hosting Jenkins in Azure here on Azure Friday.